Boyle. A youth who threatened a driver with a knife at an Esso station in Grassland will serve 18 months of probation, which will allow them to get the mental health counseling their lawyer says they need. In Boyle Court of Justice August 23, the youth, whose identity is protected under the Youth Criminal Justice Act, pleaded guilty to assault with a weapon as part of a joint submission between defense lawyer Richard Morasti and Crown Prosecutor Ashley Kirby. As part of the agreement, charges of robbery and possession of a dangerous weapon were withdrawn. You're very fortunate to have people that will stand by you. Certainly, you've had a difficult life and I'm glad you're getting the help, said Justice Jeffrey Champion. I hope you take advantage of it. I wish you success as you make those changes in your life. Remember that strong people ask for help and weak people try and do it on their own. Morasti told court his client is diagnosed with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and was under drug-induced delusions at the time of the offense. After the arrest, the youth was in two different hospitals under the Mental Health Act but is out now and doing extremely well. Morasti added that there were plans in place for the youth to continue their education and go back to school. The facts. Kirby told court that on January 3, 2023, Boyle RCMP responded to a call at the Esso station in Grassland and on scene found the youth on the ground, with the complainant standing over them. Police took a statement from the complainant, where they learned that the youth had approached them while they were at the gas pumps. They had opened the driver's side door and held a knife up to the victim, telling him to leave the vehicle. When the victim did exit, they were able to disarm the youth and restrain them on the ground until the police arrived. The incident was recorded by the gas station surveillance camera. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.